A Streetcar Named Desire, the play by Tennessee Williams, was made famous by the hit film starring Marlon Brando and Vivian Leigh. Opera Idaho is presenting an operatic version this weekend in Boise. Tom Michael attended the dress rehearsal and sent this report.
Alistair Neal sits in the conductor's chair preparing for a run-through of A Streetcar Named Desire. He's fighting a cold but focused on the task ahead.
We are in the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise, and we are looking at the set, which consists of Stella and Stanley Kowalski's apartment, which is pretty basic.
Neal has a long career as a conductor, including 24 seasons as music director of Sun Valley Summer Symphony. He's raised his baton in front of orchestras around the world, but...
This is my first staged opera. And the singers have come up to me on various occasions this week and saying, I can't believe you picked this one for your first opera.
Based on the Tennessee Williams play from 1947, the opera version is only 20 years old, with a complicated musical score by Andre Previn.
I have to be there as a safety net for the singers who have a Herculean feat of memorization. I mean, imagine if you're an actor and you're memorizing all of the dialogue and stage movements from A Streetcar Named Desire. Now add to that immensely complicated pitches and rhythms to go with the words, and they have to memorize this all.
Such as lead soprano Julie Adams playing Blanche Dubois.
A lot of the weight of this opera falls on her shoulders. She's on stage for, I would say, about 80% of the time, and the opera charts her mental breakdown. And so there's the emotional stress that she has to bring to bear, as well as the vocal demands, which are not inconsiderable.
Opera Idaho presents the work on Friday night and Sunday afternoon. Tom Michael, Boise State Public Radio News.